Your words mean nothing to me!
Hey!
Oh, crap.
You know, if killing Ronan is truly your sole purpose, I don't think this is the best way to go about it.
Are you not the man this wench attempted to kill?
Well, I mean, she's hardly the first woman to try and do that to me. Look,
this is like from a smoking hot Rage Act girl.
Stabbed me with a fork. Didn't like me skipping out on her sunrise. I got right here a Cree girl. Tried to rip out my thorax. She caught me with this skinny little Oscar Varian who worked in Nova Records. I was trying to get information. Ever see an Oscar Varian? Tentacles and needles for teeth. I think I'm seriously interested in that. You don't care. But here's the point. She betrayed Ronan. He's coming back for her. And when he does, that's when you...
Why would I put my finger on his throat?
What? Oh, no, it's a symbol. This is a symbol for you slicing his throat.
I would not slice his throat. I would cut his head clean off.
It's a general expression for you killing somebody. You've heard of this. You've seen this, right? You know what that is.
Yeah.
Everyone knows.
No.
So hi and welcome to the Unnamed Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this is not Douglas.
It is not Douglas.
And can you guess, guys, why it's so important this week that we're talking? Sorry. It's because it's the end of summer. And that means it's the end of August.
It's time
for another fantasy podcast discussion.
Goddamn right.
It's a fantasy podcast.
Yep.
That means the laptop needs to be open.
Yep.
And guys, the numbers are in for August. We have some talking to do, and Andrew's really happy at this point.
Yeah, I wonder why Andrew's really happy at this point.
Well, this is the final weekend of August, and numbers for that weekend aren't in so far.
Mm-hmm.
As it goes with our movies, the least amount of money made so far is by The November Man, the movie that actually opened this week, which has an estimated $3.8 million just from Friday alone.
Yep.
Douglas's pick.
Yep. So
moving on up, a week in, Douglas's movies, Frank Miller's Sin City, A Dame to Kill For.
Oh, fuck. That
scored
made $1 trillion.
$9 million over last week plus last night.
Good God. No one even looked at that movie.
And which goes even higher than that, which doesn't really matter. We're not supposed to talk about it anyways, but I'm going to mention it just so that it makes Douglas's last two movies sound more ridiculous. Damien's substitute, Step Up All In, has managed a total of near $14 million.
Oh.
Because, you know, Damien, you have to step up sometimes. You have to...
I'm sorry, what's that? And thank you for listening to the audio podcast. Fantasy podcast. This is over. I'm going to leave now.
My pick rolled in at number 6th of the month. The Expendables 3. Defeating all piracy stories abound for the month of August. And managed to creep nearly towards 30. It's at $29.5 million. My next pick, another late draft, Let's Be Cops, managed $51 million and came in third for the month.
Yeah, you guys picked some hot bangers.
But Damien, he came in second with the Michael Bay produced Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which managed a total of $153 million.
God damn right.
To get it to the point where they've already greenlit a trilogy.
Fuck.
Damien, this is your fault.
This is completely my fault.
All because of your faith in it.
Jeez,
this movie made money.
God damn this movie.
Did you actually go and watch this movie?
Can we not talk
about it? Okay, alright, we'll talk about it in a little bit. But the number one movie of the month of August.
And of the year.
Only within a month.
Until Interstellar hits.
Is Guardians of the fucking Galaxy. Which made $262 million.
So before you continue, I'd like to say something to the internet and your bullshit. I've been reading a couple of articles because I follow a lot of business related podcasts. I've essentially substituted them for movie podcasts. A lot of them have come out at the end of the summer and they're like, the box office is fucked because it made a third less money than it did at this point last year. And they're like, no movie has hit 300 million. No movie has hit 400 million. No movie has hit a billion worldwide. It is over. Fuck all movies. Everything is done. See, we can point to where none of this works. And it is as if no one tapped them on the shoulder and went, hey guys, remember how for a solid month it was nothing but football? That is why nothing made any money. Turns out, American viewership for football skyrocketed during football. Hey guys, remember football? Football happened. And if you live somewhere where football starts when movies start, guess what you're going to do?
Watch football.
And watch football. Not movies, cause fuck movies. I can watch movies at any point. Football is only on when football is on. Right? It's like they went, well, no. In fairness though, the one movie that should have made $400-500 million, How to Train the Dragon 2, made no money. So that's your fault, the internet. You fucked this up. I don't want to hear it. We just need to focus. I just need to put the summer behind me.
Focus on the year to
and
come.
Focus on the future. where I have one movie, but it will not be bigger than two of Douglas' films. And probably not bigger than one of Ash's movies. So it's looking real tricky right now. It's looking like I'm going to have to watch a lot of movies
to get this working.
To get this. Oh, God damn it. It's not. I'm glad that his movie made a boatload of money, because let's be fair, it's probably the best movie of the summer.
Pretty much.
In terms of entertainment.
Pretty much.
Not in terms of objectivity. Let's be clear. That Movies with the Apes is probably the best movie that hit this summer. But
if we're being dirty, if we're getting dirty, we can count Ida as a summer movie.
Let's let's stop talking to Andrew. Yeah,
so are we rating Guardians of the Galaxy? No, because I give it a 1.
Alright. I too give it a 1.
I need 6 divided by 3 is 1.
Pretty sure 6 divided by 3.
I need to find my phone.
Pretty sure.
It's someone I need to call.
He didn't have that recording by it. Oh, look, his computer shut off. Oh, drats. So Andrew, walk us through.
So before we get to actually talking about these movies, I want to kind of start out, now that the summer is over.
Yeah.
We've gone past the halfway mark. There are not many movies for us to really look forward to.
Yeah, we're 80% of the way there in terms of money.
I mean, you talk about Interstellar, and God damn it, I hope that movie kills.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't believe that's going to be Gravity level. Right.
In fairness, when we saw Boom, we went,
how much did that make?
Like $400. It made a lot of money.
Wow.
It made so much money.
But talking about the top 10 movies of the year so far, I don't know if either of you guys have looked, but this is how the list breaks down as of today. Right?
300 million.
Wow. 300. As of today, number 10 is 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
With 190 million.
Which means that my movie is at number 11.
Yes, it is.
What movie is your movie?
How to Train Your Dragon. Didn't hit number 10 of the year. Number 9 is Godzilla.
Yes!
Which is 200 million.
Awesome.
Finally passed the 200 million mark.
And it is also not my movie.
Number 8 is Spider-Man.
You got
202 million. Number 7 is Planet of the Apes, 204.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6 is X-Men, with 232.
Here's where it gets sad.
Number 5 is Maleficent, with 237.
Holy shit.
Number 4 is Transformers, with 243.
You're so full.
Closing on 244. Number 3 is a Lego movie, with 257. The only movie in this list that was not released in the summer.
Yeah.
Excepting, I just realized saying this out loud, that's a wrong statement, because number two is Captain America, which was in April. Do we count that as summer now?
Of course we do.
Has Marvel made April summer?
They made it summer when they put out that movie. Let's be serious.
So what's the number one, son?
Number one is Guardians of the Galaxy with 262.
So what you're saying is, out of the top 10 movies of the year, y'all bitches are tied at 4 and I only got 2.
You're just higher up in the rankings, Jay. Like, I am top and bottom. Damon is in the middle and you are just like creeping to the top.
Like, I play this game so right.
You said the same thing last year.
So hard with dragons.
I honestly feel sorry for you for that one, because that movie deserves it.
Movie is incredible.
It's
alright.
Sorry, let's get down to the movies. The movies of August.
Can we not?
Can we not? Really? Jesus
Christ.
That's...
Oh my god, I've seen so much garbage.
So Douglas, I don't know about Damon, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but Douglas, we went and we saw Sin City.
Yes, we did.
I know none of us have seen November Man yet, because it actually hasn't come out here yet. Mm-hmm. But Sin City came out and we went out and saw it. Douglas,
I've not seen it.
Why don't you tell us about Sin City? Like, what were your feelings about this movie, the sequel to the much beloved 2005,
which
film.
Also made no money, or should I say, Sin Shitty?
Thank you.
Feel better.
Thank you.
Feel better. Yes, Douglas. Review your movie.
No. I'm giving you a moment to bask in the ridiculousness.
Oh, I'm so good. So good.
But Sin City 2. So
the movie that, by the way, he selected twice because he had it last year.
Oh, this is not Sin City. This is Sin Shittier. But yeah, this movie. It was just weird, man.
No one likes this movie. I've not read a good word.
Yeah. It's all just knives and
like
naughty words.
Even
and
my expectations weren't already adjusted for this movie. The internet has put them well into alignment.
Yeah.
But it's like, this might be the end of
exactly. And I have a feeling that Andrew is down with that. But I'm not so
it's a Sin
negative.
City movie.
Exactly.
Like, how bad
but
can it be?
It is.
Alright.
Some points.
Redacted.
But
I will help you with that question.
I will redact that.
Right, let me tell you what this movie does, right? This movie is kind of the best metaphor, it's best described by saying it's kind of like a trying to put a square peg in a round hole. That's really what this movie is, right? This movie is, and I kind of hate myself for saying this, this movie is very much akin to, say, the Star Wars prequels. So
David is about to... David is finding it hard to comprehend this statement.
Yeah.
Can you help him out?
Okay, so I think... I don't know about... You know, most of the people, because I don't listen to the internet that much about things like this. But for me, I hated the prequels. And why? One of the big things about the prequels that I hated, not necessarily what makes me hate it, but if I wanted to be a little bit more specific, it would be
the acting, the directing, the story.
This sounds very cool. I'm sure you have seen Sin City 2. Because you're getting it almost right. Almost right. You're almost there. There are a few other things to put on at least.
Andrea,
such
the CG, the cinematography.
But yeah,
the music.
No, for the prequels, right? What really got to me a lot of the time was how clearly it was that they tried real hard to make sure that these three movies kind of made sense with the other three movies, right? They were like, okay, we need to make sure that this specific character does this specific thing at this specific time so that, you know...
And the worst part is that when you do try to think of it that way, where you try to piece everything together as six stories that should go... None of it makes fucking sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously.
Yeah. And that's what's happening with Sin City. And what's funny is my favorite part of this movie, because I actually did like some of this movie. My favorite part of this movie had absolutely nothing to do with the other one. It was... So, there are generally, I think, three sections in this film. You have... Excuse me. You have the Hardigan section with Bruce Willis. You have the Marv section with Mickey Rourke. Then you have the new section. Technically, you could think there's a fourth one, but anyway. The one that I really liked was the one with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and
Powers Booth.
And Powers Booth.
Where he didn't say, I have power.
Did he scream Cobra at any point?
No, he didn't. But he did scream. And bleed and lots of stuff. But it was, I don't know, it was a tiny section. It was just kind of fun, you know, because the character that Gordon-Levitt plays is kind of like this flashy, I am better than everybody, I'm Mr. Cool kind of guy. And that's fun to watch sometimes. And so I really like that part. The rest of it was a little bit odd, because you have sections where they're really trying to get it to work with the last movie. And some of it was before the last movie, some of it was after the last movie. And I have questions about certain characters that show up in the section that happens after the last movie, because not sure they're supposed to be there.
Once again, doesn't make any fucking sense.
But all in all, I won't say it was a full waste of my time. As I said, I really...
Doesn't it sound like a man who's trying really hard?
It sounds like the review from
9 million.
It sounds like the review from last week.
From last week.
Look, yeah, guys, if you have eyes on 2 hours.
So I really liked a portion of this movie.
God.
And there are other, like, aspects about the others that I did like, even
so
though
you're
overall
saying
it wasn't great. But I think,
watching this movie,
but for me,
saying,
right? If you want to, sure. But
I'm
for me,
pretty sure
movie,
that's what
this
hearing.
Movie is a 2. You know, I can't give it a 2. I'm fine with that.
So I'm giving this movie a 1. I'm giving this movie a 1, because sadly I'm not allowed to give it a 0. But actually, the one thing I was thinking about most of, let's just, anything Douglas said and sounded iffy,
just,
no.
Yeah, just
but oddly enough, the one thing I was thinking about with this movie when it was over was I was kind of curious as to if I would like it even a little bit more if we took away some of the editing from this movie. Because it does the same thing that the first movie did, where it's not just like a real vignette movie where they're like story A, story B, story C, right? And if some clash happens, it happens within the story and we move on. They're actually trying to cut around all of these stories, and you kind of hop from A to B to C to back to B and all this stuff. And something about this movie as opposed to the first one, because I do like when I watch them separately in the first movie, because I have that option on the Blu-ray I have.
Yeah.
But I still kind of like the theatrical cut where they've cut it all about the place.
No, the theatrical cut is great.
Yeah.
I mean,
but the second movie, like, I feel that movie would have worked at least like 5% better if they had actually separated each story distinctly, right? And at the same time, we wouldn't have even thought about doing things like asking, why is this guy alive? Because the editing around it makes it feel as if it's supposed to be one cohesive story, one cohesive world where things are in alignment, right? When you split them apart clearly and distinctly, saying this is story Dame to Kill For, this is story I'm really lucky, yeah. This is story I can't think of a name for the last one, I'm feeling crazy, you can get away with some of those things, and I can totally be into that. But for the most part, the movie's just a waste. Like, no. But yeah, moving down the line.
Alright, I've been watching.
Moving down the line.
Highlights.
Sylvester Stallone returned to this big screen again.
Thank you, Lord.
With the Expendables.
For punishing Expendables.
Damon, did you go and watch
it? You lost your mind.
I know Douglas hasn't. I have.
I did not see this one.
Not even for money.
I think this was during Sick
Week. This was during Sick Week, and I went alone. So let me explain something to you guys.
Right.
I hate The Expendables 1.
Okay.
It is a travesty of cinema.
I like that movie.
I adore Expendables 2. That is the best kind of horrible action movie that has 80s people in it that works.
Hey, hey.
Expendables 3 is a mixed bag of both of those movies.
Speaking of people trying hard to defend them.
Let me explain to you something. Let me explain to you, Damien. The best thing about the Expendables movie, especially 2, more than 1, is that it lends itself so perfectly to self-parody. Everyone in this movie, all of these old action stars, all know what they are. They understand it, and they make it very clear to us that they do. Expendables 3 has that in it, plus they have brought a team of youngsters to help the old men out. Herein lies a problem with that. While this would allow for a proper action movie where young people jump around and do nonsense, which they do, and I didn't really like to begin with, they don't have a character to parody. So for the hour that you're with children, you have no parody.
What the fuck are you?
You have you literally no enjoyment. And even more to the point, this movie looks god awful ugly. Right? Like, it looks like they skimped on the budget so hard that they went back to blue screens.
Sounds great.
I'm giving this movie a 2.
That sounds terrific.
And I'm walking away.
Can't wait to watch Sin City and Expendables.
Wow.
Yeah.
You see, but you know what's
a lot to look forward to.
I tried to make my movie sound like it could have. There were good things to it. Andrew was just like, this movie is horrible. I give it a 2. Like, what?
I still have to rate this. And I have a game to win. This movie's a 2. You guys can watch it and prove me wrong.
You can prove me wrong.
Alright, so you're tempted, you're like, alright, I can watch this and give him half of absolutely nothing.
I blame piracy.
Oh yeah, that's it.
The next movie down the list is Let's Be Cops. The new movie with the new girl duo, comedy duo.
From the first episode.
Jake Johnston and a Wayans person.
Oh my word. Oh wow.
In which these two people decide to pretend to be cops for shenanigans.
So how do you differentiate them? Is it that you're like
old Wayans,
girl Wayans, old Wayans, thin Wayans, fat Wayans,
child Wayans,
ugly Wayans. Dumb Wayans. So which Wayans is this?
This is the Wayans.
Is this grumpy Wayans or is this sleepy Wayans?
This is posh Wayans. This is sporty Wayans.
This is Wayans that used to be part of older Wayans comedy material whenever you saw him to stand up.
No.
Don't know what
to do. Too long.
One first day.
New Wayans. Right? Wayans 2.0.
Oh my god.
So, the internet told me before I went to this movie that this was the worst thing that could have existed.
You need the internet. The first time I saw that trailer I sent to you, Andrew, no.
Yeah, well, I saw it, Alan.
This could work out.
This seems the right kind of dumb.
I started to get worried when the trailer started to show some form of, like, story, like the third part of the story where things come together, as you'd imagine they would. And I started to get worried. I was like, I don't want that. And the internet kind of calmed me down. They told me, Andrew, don't worry. This is the worst thing done to humanity in a movie theater this year. And then I went to it and I watched it. And I don't think it was that bad. Here lies a breakdown of this movie in my mind, right? The first 10 minutes are horrendous. Right? They are kind of boring. They're almost to the point where you start thinking up your own jokes that would be better, right, in the movie. But that is the first 10 minutes of them going, we're nerds or we're not cool people. Mm-hmm. We're whatever. And then the cops parts appear, right? Where, and the key word that we like to focus on happens in this movie, shenanigans happens. And the movie picks up. It becomes pretty fun. I mean, I'm not going to call it 22 Jump Street, right? But it's enjoyable, right? And for that point, I'm going to give this movie a 2. Cut off the first 10 minutes and just run me into cop shenanigans, and I'm a happy person.
How much money did this movie make?
50.
Is my time worth 15 minutes? Is my time worth 12 minutes? I'm gonna think about this.
Mid 51.
You can subtract 12 million
yeah, exactly.
from it.
12 million goes away if I give it a 1.
If you
so
watch it,
when you give it a 1.
Exactly. It's my time with 12 million.
I think what you guys need to do is you guys need to split up the Expendables and let's make ups between you.
Actually, that's a good point, you know.
It's not a bad plan.
I take Expendables. I call dibs, motherfucker.
But that's at least I'll hold up my 100% not watching Expendables record. And what we can do is actually have a good movie in the background, like we watch it on like a laptop on a tablet, and have a good movie in the background. Oh, it's done. Well, this sucks.
Oh, I'm calling the commissioner right now.
So, what we do is Saturday, I bring Wendy and Lucy so that you can watch that.
Okay.
And we'll watch that while watching Let's Be Cops and Expendables. And then we give it a... Yeah, I like that. I like that plan. Right. Sounds like a good plan.
The next movie on the list of this month gone by is Damien's ode to his nostalgia. Uh-huh. Like, we talk about nostalgia and Damien mocks us on a weekly basis, but Damien has brought his own nostalgia
to the room with
the Teenage Mutant Ninja
Yes,
Turtles.
I have.
Right.
Can I give this a half mark? I want to give it 2.5. I cannot give this movie a 3. Because God won't allow me.
Can we please talk about... Elevator beatboxing.
Alright. Actually, I like that movie.
Right. Alright, so let's focus for a second. Right? There are good things about this movie. That elevator scene is incredible. Michael Bay's action in a vacuum always looks spectacular. When the turtles were turtling around doing dumb shit, and when Shredder and his 90 blades will also do it dumb shit. The action bits, fine. The problem is, they are rats.
There are too much time on April. Too much
There's
time is spent
so
with April.
There's so much time spent with both April and a man I used to like.
Yeah.
I have to say used to like.
Job Bluth.
Because.
Job.
Job.
Gob.
Job.
Gob. What is wrong with you?
I enjoyed Up All Night for the 13 episodes that he was on the air.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed him in many other things. While I don't want to blame him, he is in the movie and he does make it worse.
Does he make
when
it worse?
When humans are on the screen, this movie falls through a hole.
Let's be fair to Will Arnett.
All right.
Does he make it worse? Or does he simply read the words what were on the paper?
Again.
I mean, because think about it this way, right? Somebody else could have done that role.
Right.
Right?
Could have been Casey Jones.
It could have been all sorts of people.
If it was Casey Jones, we would have been talking about that pretty great movie.
If it was, for instance,
I am not
let us say Leonardo DiCaprio, or let us say Robert Redford, you know, was
the best of the best. Right.
The Expendables?
Stop.
The best of the best is its own movie, its own series. There were like 20 of
them. We're going to stop this.
And
now.
They were awesome.
And focus.
Which, by the way, I do believe that Chris Penn was in at least the first one.
Douglas, I'm not saying Will Arnett.
Of course, I do remember that movie now that you mentioned it with Chris Penn.
Yeah, are we ever going to talk about this movie?
I think they went to like some sort of international kung fu battle. And
I'm going to stop now.
They
will stop
that movie as part of the Fantastic League.
I talked about the Expendables. He took us there. Move on.
I gave you all a chance to defend your horseshit movies. Right? And no one is giving me the time of
day.
And you're right, another. It's, God, this movie sucks. The problem is, turtles have always sucked.
Yeah.
From the dawn of, from inception until this point, nothing has ever been good about the turtles. No, it's always been bad.
There was Krang.
From Dimension X. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, Turtles in Time. That was great about the Turtles.
What are you talking about?
The Super Nintendo video game, the arcade game.
Oh, that one. Oh, I thought you were talking about the third movie.
There's never been a good Turtles anything. I know.
Do you remember the
I know you
game
think
that
movie
had
was
for
that game
Nintendo
is good
for the regular
no,
Nintendo. That
yeah.
was awesome.
Yeah,
you never beat that game.
You mean Streets of Rage with a turtle skin on top of it? No. Because turns out Streets of Rage is also terrible. It's why we don't make games like that anymore. Because they're terrible, terrible games. It's whenever people are on the screen.
Is it
the
sad I
movie
still remember
dips.
The music to that game?
Yeah, you, it's
really... It's like going through my head now.
Douglas, what you should do is play good games.
He doesn't play any games.
I know. It's time you stop that.
The last game I probably played was Grand Theft Horse. Like, that's,
all right,
that's a long time
for
ago.
Like a day.
Exactly.
You're like...
Games game was awesome.
You're like, games were better back then.
He's like Netflix.
This
that's
horse.
All
horse.
That's all I use PlayStation for.
Turns out that's all most people use PlayStation. That's why they had to build new ones. So like, hey, shiny games. Remember games? And people are going to get to a point where I don't like this anymore.
No.
Okay, Netflix.
No, no, no.
don't watch the turn. It's already made enough money. Don't give it any more money.
So where are we landing here?
It's like it's a 2 because it's not the worst movie I've seen this year. That title still belongs to Winter's Tale.
Wow.
That movie is abysmal.
Wow.
It is doubly abysmal because there are two actors in there that are great actors. And they have been given the task.
Are we talking about Colin Farrell here?
No, we're talking about Will Smith and what's his name? What's his name?
Russell Crowe.
Right.
Will Smith is a great actor.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he is.
A great actor.
Yeah,
he is.
We all love Will Smith.
You're right.
Don't get it twisted.
Right.
But great actor.
Think about where he started. I think about where he's.
No. Listen. Please separate. Most improved from greatest. Okay. No,
I did not say greatest. Did not hear me say greatest. Look at the pool of actors that we have. They're echelons. Will Smith is probably at the top.
Here lies the thing about Will Smith, and there are a good amount of actors which fall into this category. We don't quite associate them with great movies, but they do have them, right?
Yeah.
And more to the point, they're the kind of actors which scale themselves per the movie,
yeah.
Right?
Right. The Pursuit of Happiness, you saw that and went, all right, he cannot. It's not just shenanigans.
Yeah. Right? He knows when he's casting a Fresh Prince movie, right? And he knows
most of the time.
And he knows when
and
he's
I Am
cast.
Legend. Like, he acted well in I Am Legend.
Yeah, I remember.
We hate that movie because the ending is garbage. But he acted well in that and Pursuit of Happiness. Those
yeah.
are two movies that can hold up and go. He cannot.
Have you ever watched Ali recently?
I haven't rewatched it. I've been meaning to watch that movie again. I haven't watched that movie in a long while.
Oh, yeah.
Fly like a bird.
Oh, yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah, but that was years ago. And I would not defended that movie then. I'm certainly not going to defend it now. Should watch it again.
Yeah. I want to watch it again.
I remember when I saw it, I was like, oh, my God. Will Smith, the great.
I watched it again recently.
I was
actually the opposite
of that.
Oh, my
God.
When I watched it, I went, no.
So, yes, you're a Turtles 2. I'm handing Turtles a 2. And herein lies my thing.
Beatbox is why I'm giving that a 2. Let me see.
Herein lies the thing why I'm giving this a 2.
And that shitty snow thing. When we saw that in the trailer, right, this looks dumb. In the actual movie, though, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
The thing about this movie is, I think it's horrendous. But more importantly, I think it's exactly what Turtles movies are. Turtles things are, right? I remember watching Turtles things at the age of 8, 9, 10 and adoring it. And I think this movie is the kind of movie that people who are 8, 9, 10 will adore.
Children
right?
were losing their minds
right.
in that movie.
So I can't wrong this movie for being what it is. I'm handing it a 2. It's a perfect Turtles movie.
Yeah, it's bad like all the rest of them.
You guys are all horribly wrong.
Uh-huh.
This movie is abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
I give it a 2.
But it's not the worst.
Oh, it isn't the worst. And
I've seen worse Transformer movies.
Listen, there are turtles and that's all I really needed.
Yeah. Even though they look like weird aliens.
Yeah.
And none of those guys are teenage.
This is the one thing I want us to all like collectively agree to.
By the way, can we please talk about, right? And I don't know if I'm spoiling anything, but can we please talk about why does April go into a burning building? save 4 turtles. And I said, hold on. My dad is right there. let me try and pull him out. Like, how does that happen?
Michael Bay wrote it? I don't know.
I don't, like, there's so much dumb shit in that movie. Like, the thing happened to all of them at the same time. Why is the rat the oldest one? Because it would have happened to him the same time.
He was the oldest one to begin with.
Oh, okay. And he learns ninjaing from a book?
Yeah, he just kind of taught himself. He was
like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Kung Fu Hustle.
That's it, alright. Fair point. I'll retract my last statement. I had this.
So alright, guys. This movie, Turtles, made $151 million. Congrats, Damien. You picked a bango.
Can we just take money from that and give to Dragon?
No. I want us to collectively agree, because I'm assuming this game is going to continue for a while, mm-hmm. that since this is greenlit for a trilogy, none of us will pick a turtle.
Oh, yeah, alright, fine. Yeah.
like that's.
Yeah. We have to write that into the next set of rules. There are exceptions that we will not. We're not playing that
whenever
game.
Whenever it shows up, whichever year.
I don't care
year.
How much money those next movies were. I'm not watching any more of them.
There's no one to have rap. To watch them.
Yeah, it is a wrap on this one. I got away with one. And it's never happening again. I'm going to speak with the commissioner.
But
banned substances.
Once again, I will talk about it again. Number one movie of the year. Guardians
say,
of the
say
Galaxy.
It again. Say it again.
The number one movie of the year. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. I remember his movie drops.
I remember at the beginning of this year, I was talking, and I still believe it. This is, and the business people, as you talk about, mm-hmm. I've talked about it. The fact that this already looked like a low year, mm-hmm. right? And we were worried when April was over that Captain America was going to clean up shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? I thought they were going to shut down Hollywood.
And then Spider-Man didn't do well. Dragon Enough. Didn't do well. Not even Godzilla, which creeped to 200.
Yeah.
This movie...
Not even Apes. I know no right. movie did it.
This movie cleared all of those barriers
although,
in 4 weeks.
Although, we were worried that Transformers... Because after like 3 days, it had amassed trillions of dollars. And then everyone saw it and went, I'm not doing this anymore.
I enjoy people who keep bringing up the point of conversation. And when I say people, I mean Mamo, because they're the only people I listen to who talk like this. Talking about the idea of Marvel redefining dates you can release on. Where everyone says Spider-Man must be May is summer. Transformers must be July is summer. Marvel is like, fuck you guys, I'll release in April 1st and August 1st. The days where you guys call hell. And look at what they did.
I mean, when Disney's behind you, you can kind of make up. Like, it's not like they're releasing it. Like, nothing about Marvel is really traditional. And they can bend all of the rules in some way. Because, like, they have... Like, we keep calling them Marvel. But they have Disney. Like, the reason they're able to hit these numbers... consistently is because Disney can literally run Marvel shit on their channel non-stop, and that is what they do. They have games that run Marvel shit non-stop, and they have ads on the Disney channels that run non-stop. So if you are a child and you're watching TV in even a passing manner, you're going to see that, oh shit, there's new Disney shit.
So Damien,
it's the reason Maleficent made.
That is actually the big exactly. surprise of the summer that no one thought
I was surprised money. Because fucking Disney.
And I still have to watch that movie. Damien.
I'm going to refrain from saying anything.
Did you watch
anything.
That movie?
I'm not going to say anything until you guys watch
it. You must talk about it.
I have no.
Sounds like Damien really likes that movie.
I know.
Actually, I think the opposite.
I saw it with my niece. Yeah, it's the first time I went anywhere with my niece, and so I am.
And you didn't have to feel like a horrible person in a children's movie.
Yeah, I wasn't a child molester for the one time.
So yes, we're talking about Damien's catch-up, because we all know we're giving 4 to Guardians of the Galaxy.
I wanted to ask you a specific question.
Oh,
just
right,
to fuck
sorry.
Him.
Yeah.
For the last 18 months, roughly, you have been coming and talking to us, sometimes around this time with podcasts going on, sometimes after, about how much you hate music. Yeah. You frame it under the conversation of I'm listening to all of this music that I've never heard before. Yeah. But the conversation eventually reaches I hate music.
Yeah.
Right? How did you enjoy hearing David Bowie on the big screen along with all of these great 80s and 70s artists?
All right, first of all, let's tone it down with the greatness. they had a good soundtrack. I enjoyed the soundtrack. But those songs weren't just played in isolate. That is not how I normally listen to music. I don't listen to them while watching the action shit. That's not how it works.
You don't see Chris Pratt dancing kicking around aliens.
And kicking shit.
and doing pelvic sorcery.
I at no point have come in here and gone, we don't talk about it on the podcast because I'm pretty sure people would be sent to shoot me in the... We can't have a podcast where I discuss music because even if I survive Douglas and Andrew stabbing me to death, fairly certain the internet, like, they'd nuke Jamaica
it'd be worse than the Anito. Yeah. The Anito search.
Jesus Christ.
Do you not want me to bring this up? Is that what you're...
All right. No. All right. God.
I can't pronounce her last name. Sarkozy, right. Sir...
Douglas, I don't know if you know this. Her name's Anita something.
I can't pronounce her last name.
Okay. She runs a YouTube channel called Feminine Frequency.
Oh, is she the one that did those...
Tropes versus Women.
And you know what's the funny part?
I've never watched any of those videos, but I saw that there's a bunch of girls around.
So I've been watching them for a good long time.
I just found them with this news.
Right, but most people found them with it. I've been watching them for a good long time, and they're depressing for me because you see that it is systemic. It is not a thing where someone is actively trying to do these things. We've just been doing it so long that we now don't know. Like, I didn't even realize all this shit was happening. But that is not the point. There's people on the internet who disagree with her because they're dipshits. And they have taken it way too far. You guys know my rule about not reading comments because I don't want to hear it. I know that the internet is the worst, and so I try to ignore them. When this shit popped off, I went, alright, I need to see what the fuck is going on with these comments. And so, scroll down in the YouTube thing, and for the first couple of them, it was people going, thanks for putting out a new one, and being genuinely pleasant. And then the internet became the internet, but this time, way worse and way more vicious. There's a subset of men who have decided that because this girl is pointing out that all these video games are sexist as fuck, she doesn't like video games, but more importantly deserves to die
and be raped
and
give out her address.
Like, we make shitty jokes on this podcast all the time. And this is three guys here in this podcast. We don't represent the view of any woman. But let me be clear, internet. Fucking stop it. Just...
Wait, so what happened?
They're trying to kill this woman. She had to leave our house at some point because she was worried that idiots on the internet were actually going to come and kill her.
Because
they posted her address online. And there's, like, literal flame wars on both Twitter
I've been in a good spat here and there on the internet about bullshit about movies,
like,
but...
They are so... Like, they are angry that this girl...
And you see, here lies a bit. This is not a new conversation, right? This whole... Because skipping past the video game aspect of it and going into the actual internet aspect, this isn't new, right? I've seen this happen before, and I think the most recent example I can remember had to do with The Dark Knight Rises, and because movies, I read lots of movie shit. There was a lot of people writing about The Dark Knight Rises, and when the movie initially came out, there was a good amount of people who didn't like the movie that much. And I'm not talking about, guys, your movie sucks. Mm-hmm. They're like, eh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it doesn't deserve the perfect 10 on IMDb. Right.
And people got death threats. There were guys, and when women posted, it was rape comments all throughout the internet. and people started writing and talking about this very same conversation about the internet being the worst and people needing to calm the fuck down, right? And it's a conversation that I understand, you know, like, it's one of those things where when you hear it, you're like, you remember that the world is the worst place in the world, right? We are not, yes, I said something dumb, you can laugh quietly in the corner.
Stop.
that we are not good people, right? And it's something that I've been talking about even in my office. It's something I've been talking about in my office recently, which is that I wish if there was one thing, and I know that there's a good side to what this element of the internet is, but I want to try my best to eliminate a lot of the bad side. And if there's one thing I would take away from the internet today, if I could go back in time and reinvent the internet, is I'd take away anonymity. Right? I want everyone to put their fucking name on everything they say. Right? I won't go so far as to say put your address as well, because that can cause a couple issues here and there. But put your name, right?
I think if we're going there, we should just have addresses.
Right?
So when people say dumb shit, I go, oh, all right. And then you show up and go, say that to my face.
Right? I mean, I know that we're entering a whole other part of the conversation about when you interfere into all of what you're doing, you change who you are as a person. But I feel that it might actually be valuable, like, at a certain point.
The thing that always gets me is when men attack women for, like, whatever reason. But when, on top of, oh, I'm going to kill you, the whole rape thing, it's because men don't really understand. Like, we can't.
Because we trick ourselves into thinking that's not a threat for us.
Because it isn't. Let's be honest. It's not a threat for us. No man goes through the day thinking, oh, at certain points, if I see a couple of women over there, oh shit, should I walk over there? Am I, like, we can't understand. We cannot fathom it, because it's we'd have to go through time and reinvent biology in order for it to make any sort of impact. And they just casually use it. And it aggravates me so much. And you see it constantly. And that is part of the reason. That's a large part of the reason I just went, you know what, comments. I don't care if there's good comments. Because I know eventually the internet is going to do what the internet does. It is the reason I stopped using 4chan. It is the reason I do not use Reddit. Because I cannot deal. I can't play that game anymore. I don't give a shit anymore. But then things like this pop up and you just go, just why internet? Just for once, just remember.
And you know,
no one gives a shit.
What's the weirdest thing?
Games. Who? It's not. She is not doing anything to your games.
She's just pointing out something for us to
understand. Hey guys, this
conversation
is fucked up. Can you stop it, please? And they're like, no, she wants to ruin our games.
And you know what's the weirdest thing I found out when I started reading up about all of this was this project she's doing was fucking crowdfunded on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Right? So the internet paid for her to do this project. And
it is the one project I've ever kickstarted.
Really?
Yeah.
You paid?
I gave her, when I heard that it was something, I wanted to see it because she had put up videos before that.
No, I subscribed to her YouTube channel and I'm going to watch through some of her
stuff. She's like, hey, I'm planning to do this. Give me some money. This seems good. I gave her some money. I was also going to crowdfund the potato salad thing because it was the dumbest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
And then I went.
You seriously not?
I don't know what's his potato salad.
No, so there's this guy, right?
I think I might know, but I've forgotten already.
Best story ever.
Yeah, this
right?
is a good transition.
This guy
from
just
serious
says,
social issues
know,
to
right?
literally the dumbest thing
yeah.
that's ever happened.
And we started out with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
So
this guy, all he says is, listen, I have the best potato salad recipe ever. Kickstart me.
Yeah.
And he got like hundreds
it's
of
probably
dollars.
Yeah, he probably ended
and
up with a hundred.
You know, it was something as simple as that. Like, as it grew.
What was it? He was going to say
No. Just for him to make it.
Right.
Just for him to make the potato salad.
I'm not talking like he's keeping it secret. What? Like, it's shitty potato salad. Because, of course, it is. It's potato salad. It's
potato
like potatoes and mayonnaise.
Like, what the fuck? But
horrible pictures of what the potato salad looks like. He's not even trying to cover it up. And the internet is like, This is dumb.
Yeah. I should
give some money to this really dumb thing.
Can I tell you, I thought about it because I'm like, that's dumb. But so as it got bigger and bigger, he then did start to do things like that where he said, okay guys, listen, I'm going to somehow, I don't know how the fuck he's gonna do this. But he's gonna get a bite, he's gonna send a bite of potato salad to everybody, or at least everybody who pays a certain amount.
Yeah.
And then apparently there's gonna be a potato salad party at some point, and so there are things now.
Right.
So but before it was just, I want to make potato salad, give me money.
So alright guys, I'm gonna cut this tangent right here. And I'm gonna do the South Park trope of just kind of giving us the moral decision at this point of what we've got through this tangent. Yeah. Number one, if you really want to make money on the internet, come up with a dumb idea and give people potato salad.
Come up with a dumb idea.
Number two,
and ask people for money.
Guys, stop being assholes to women. Jesus, like, seriously. Christ. Just because your name isn't written on the comment doesn't mean you're allowed to say those things. And more to the point, it's sad that you think it in the first place. Number three, yes, David Bowie is the greatest thing that we have ever heard in music.
Sure. He's the best.
He's the best.
He's the best.
There's no better.
Ever.
And Guardians of the Galaxy is great. We're all giving it a four.
It's real good.
Right. No, what I want to hear.
Damon's catch up.
I want to hear.
Because he has to have been seen some stuff at this point.
All right.
I
don't remember where I was the last time we talked about this. I'm pretty sure I spoke about Winter's Tale. At some point. It's the worst.
I don't have a rating here for Douglas Winter's Tale. I don't know if you've seen it.
Well, that just happened. So I'll talk about it in my catch-up.
Well, how about we just talk about Winter's Tale as a collective?
All right.
No. I want to hear Damien's catch-up.
Because I gave up 15 minutes.
What exactly? I don't know what I haven't spoken about.
For instance, let's talk about, say, did you watch Maleficent?
No, I did not. I did see Hercules.
Yeah, you spoke about Hercules already.
Right.
And you gave it like a 3. Yeah. However, Maleficent, I'm pretty sure you watched it.
Don't know
what did you think of that movie? This is the Fantasy League podcast.
You have to discuss.
You made an oath.
That is not anywhere in any rule.
In walking through the room, you made an oath, we all did, to say you must speak the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
So
and
you.
Ja.
And all the money. And all the movies. So, Maleficent, how did that go?
Alright. I went to care. They put 3D glasses on a 3-year-old girl's face. Which, that in itself gave that movie a mark. So it started off at 1. Because it was hilarious. Watching them... First of all, try and fumble and find 3D glasses that would fit her. Because, of course, they handed me a pair of glasses to put on her. I'm like, oh, you guys are kidding, right? And the girl is like, oh, all right, let me find a pair of glasses for her. Put on the first standard glasses. And it went and fell past her ears, hit her belly, and fell onto the floor. I went, this is all right? We started out this she took those up, found a small up here, I guess. Same thing happened.
She's 3, right?
She's 3. Okay. This is the dumbest thing. So, now my niece thinks, oh, this is a game. And just starts picking up the glasses and throwing them all over. Alright?
Here's a
boton. This is the best? Because I had... She either likes being on my shoulders, or she likes when I hold her like my arms are a chair. So her back is towards my chest, and she's just swinging her feet. So she's just taking up, and she's like throwing them up. There's people behind us, dying with laughter. All right, they want to see this movie, but this is way funnier than anything that's about them. So they're dying, and this girl is now furiously trying to pick up all the glasses which are coming at her like 10 at a time. And I'm like, this is superb. Because the glasses the arms don't articulate. It's just a shitty piece of plastic. And I was just there. I'm like, this is incredible. And so she finally, someone else brought, I didn't even know they had smaller size. Someone else brought glasses and they fit barely. And I went and we sat down and for the first time didn't feel like a dirty pedophile. She refused to sit in the seat, the seats beside me, because I think the amount of pressure that's there kept forcing her legs up and down. She was sitting in my lap and throwing shit at the other small children.
sounds like a true. A true demon.
Yeah, she's clearly related to
me. A true demon. You've been training her well.
It was a fun time.
Is this her first time to the theater?
With me, yes. I think she went with her mother at some point.
Okay.
And so it wasn't popcorn, it was Raisinets
mm-hmm.
that she was pelting all the people with. So people would be hit. Turn around and see this beautiful angel with a bag with a handful of Raisinets. I want to say something, but how do you say anything to... Can't be angry. She's too pretty. What are you going to do? Say something to me? I was like bulletproof. And she was throwing them. She was whipping them at people. It was real. So before the movie started, I was already in heaven. No, we'll review the movie. The movie isn't awful.
And that's all it needs to get a 4.
Angelina Jolie put in work. She was asked to do something real stupid. And she brought all her gravitas to this movie. She's not the problem with the movie. There's another little girl that you see in the trailers.
But can you be mad at her?
She is horrendous. She's awful. She's asked to do nothing. Every time she's on the screen, I want to do what my niece was doing. Throw shit at it. And then they wrap all that in a story that... I mean, I don't know if the story that they're telling is the actual story of Maleficent. Or
no,
they've come
these...
up with some shitty story.
Yeah, what this is
who cares
is
about
side,
that?
Right, so I don't know if... Yeah. I think it is bad because all the stories of her have been bad, or if it is this specific story. But the story ain't great. But I enjoyed myself immensely. And the movie, like, it's, to put it, it's better than the movies we've talked about tonight. It's surely better than Teenage Mutant, like the shitty movies we've talked. It's better than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It is better... Pretty sure it's better than Expendables and all that other shit that he talked about. But it's not great. I didn't enjoy it anywhere near as much as Spider-Man, and I gave Spider-Man a 3. And, like, this is one of the movies that would be, like, if we had a better scale, I'd have given it
the
2.5. Right, like, this is 2.5. I want to give it a 3 because of the overall experience. I enjoyed a lot. I enjoyed when the lights came back up and she flipped out. Because of course she's watching the movie, enjoying the movie, and then Carrie is like,
stop,
hard cut lights, and she's like, what is She asked me if the movie was coming back, and I tears what about this?
At the intermission.
I was laughing at the intermission.
Damon, I hope you said to her, I don't think so. I don't know.
I was too busy laughing. For most of that movie, I was just dying with laughter.
So you're telling me that audience members who went to Maleficent the same night as you were treated to an evening of a child pelting them with Raisinets and the alleged parent
dying,
of that child
just
laughing
just
that happened.
People in the front probably hated that movie. The people in my row and the people behind me probably had a spectacular time. Because we put on a show of it was...
Like, this isn't so something that I can condone. But as a story,
oh, it's
it
so
is
good.
Quite an entertaining
it
story.
It is so good.
So, Damien, where do you fall? A deuce or a Triss?
The movie is a 2. My experience is a 3.
So, a 2.
I'm going to put a 3. Because I'm never going to watch a movie. Probably.
I'll drop down to 3 then.
I'm probably going to have to watch that movie again.
Are you seriously going to put that 3 over there? Is that a 3 or is that 2?
I'm going to have to watch it again when it comes out.
Because
my
DVD,
because
you're
my niece
on Blu-ray.
Yeah. So 2 is the final answer?
I'm giving the experience a 3.
Well, what are you giving the movie?
The Maleficent experience.
I have to give it to him. Let's give it to him, right?
I think, what's Joel's number?
Yeah. You can call him and then I'll tell him that story and he'll give that movie a 4.
Anything else on your catch-up list? Because I haven't seen Maleficent.
I watched Need for Speed. I told you guys about that movie. Is
bad.
Awful.
Have you seen Dragon? How to Train Your Dragon?
No.
Still
haven't seen it.
Yeah, that movie. Is
have you seen Jack
watches.
Ryan, Shadow Recruit?
That movie is an F.
A 1, you mean?
No, it's an F.
It has to
because
be
it. I have failed to watch all of that movie. Despite. I got to like an hour and 10 minutes in, and the next time I went there, I'm starting from an hour and 10 minutes. And still fail to complete.
Isn't that movie only like over 40?
I still fail to complete. I mean, this movie. I don't know. I don't think it's a movie. I think that is one I'm just going to allow
to
be one of the ones that
you don't
watch.
Remember, it's 80%.
I understand. I'll take the hit for that.
He's holding on that and transcending.
Yeah,
he can't go down those roads.
Nope.
Douglas. You saw Winter's Tale.
I did see your Winter's Tale.
All right. Let's hear this.
Have you
so
seen
Winter's Tale? I saw 50 minutes and then I left. I'm like, I don't put it up with this.
So Damien thinks it's shit. Andrew won't even give you the time of day to it's shit. So he probably thinks that it's sh.
It is. It is.
I watched this movie and...
It's that sound before you actually start making sounds.
It's a... Alright.
And so, this podcast is over.
So I watched this movie and something happened.
Yes.
So this movie it I don't know how it did it. But
Douglas, do not say what you're about to say, Douglas.
He's going to say it. Just
Douglas
calm down and let him say it. Calm down and let him say it.
I
let it happen.
I didn't mind
let
this movie.
Let it glide over you.
I didn't mind this movie at all. To be fair, right,
mm-hmm.
to give it its negative sides, it was a bit overlong, right? Cause I think
okay.
it was like
it's
2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a bit long.
That's also why I left.
No, that's not why you left, because you left 10 minutes later. 10 minutes is not too long.
Felt like 2 hours.
No, because I knew it was 2 hours. After 10 minutes, I'm like, I'm not doing 2 hours
but
of this.
There's something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys know this about the movies that I watch, right? There's something about this sort of like...
I just play David Bowie over it, right? That's what we do when I edit.
So
Michael Jackson song.
There's something about just this fantastical.
Oh, that's what it was.
Kind of children's tale, sort of whimsical.
Douglas, why don't you tell us what this movie's about?
That just gets to me a lot of the time. That's why I like things like, and I know you know this is in a different league, but things like Stardust. Like, I absolutely adore that movie. We all do.
He just compared this movie to Stardust.
I've only seen 10 minutes.
I'm going to stab him in the face.
Hey, there's a flying horse in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yes, Douglas. Let us talk about the flying horse.
I think I'm going to just go over to that side for now. I'll let you guys handle this. It's with this tail issue.
Douglas, why don't you tell the people who will never watch this?
You mean me?
Yeah. What this movie is about.
This movie is...
It's about, so it's set, it's not set in real world, right? Uh-huh. It's, as Andrew would call it, a fake story.
Right.
It is set in a world with, you know, demons and angels and fairy tale, like, what do they call them? Gods that watch over you, kind of thing. And it's about Colin Farrell who, well, okay, so. There's this weird setup, right? Mm-hmm. Where I don't know if it's every person in the world, but some people, Colin Farrell being one of them, is essentially on the world for a purpose, and a purpose is like the miracle. They have a miracle to share with somebody else, right? It's kind of dumb, but it's just the right kind of dumb for me. And the miracle you have to share essentially turns into kind of finding the one that you love, sort of. Or that's how it's kind of pitched, right? And this movie goes from, you know, starting off with just a couple shenanigans where Colin Farrell is running away from Russell Crowe because Russell Crowe is a bad man and Colin Farrell is the likable, nice bad man. To, like, the love story because he finds this girl that he loves. And then it goes back to kind of this magic thing. And Russell Crowe is also deep into the magic. And, you know, all of a sudden there's this curse and he lives forever. And there's all sorts of foolishness in this movie, right? But, as I said, it's the right type of children's fairy tale foolishness that I needed to last the 2 hours. And I'm not saying this is a great movie.
Oh, no shit, right?
But I enjoyed it. And I'm definitely giving this movie a 2. Not that it matters because you gave it a 1 already, and that means I have a 1. But I think that this movie was at least watchable and enjoyable.
Andrew Robinson, now that you've heard the lies from us.
This is a pattern. I remember having this conversation with Transformers. Yeah. You remember that?
Right. Except happens. Yeah.
He hasn't rebutted.
Oh, don't worry. It is a coming. Andrew Robinson, despite the fact that this movie made 13 cents, I said, Colin Farrell, Russell Crowe, and then I saw that Will Smith was also in it.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Let's see what's happening. First, the movie, as you said, is 2 hours long. So that's 1 mark against it. Second, the acting is... No. If the scale is from terrible to good... Right? For normal people. When you're already a good actor, if you then fall beneath terrible, then it is shambolic. So the acting is atrocious. It is a catastrophe is what is happening here. Nobody is really acting. It feels like they lost a bet. It feels like someone is holding guns to people off screen and say, "Set the lines!" I mean, this is what is happening. The only person that acts at any point is Will Smith. And it feels so out of place that he's actually acting. You're like, what is happening here, so? That is not in line with anything that I have seen. He's there twice. Will Smith plays the devil.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
he plays the judge, okay?
He plays Lucifer. And when he's on screen...
Lou for short, by
it,
the way.
Yeah.
Lou for short. Yeah, yeah.
When he's on screen...
For a long time, I didn't realize what was going on. And then he said the name, and I was like, oh, really?
Oh, word. When he's on screen, something happened. Because Douglas is saying, you know, it's like childlike and whimsical. And for the most part, he's kind of right. Except for when Will Smith comes on the screen.
Yeah, Will Smith is a little bit serious.
Then, the movie switches into some of the most dark, twisted, depressing shit. Because he's playing the devil and he's upset. And he introduces some concepts in the movie that this movie has no, absolutely no right to A, bring up. Right? And B, because that is the part of the movie you go, what the fuck? You're like, no. Because there's light magic. There's horse magic.
There are districts that you can't cross over.
Right.
So it's Hunger Games.
Without permission.
No.
It's fun.
They can't cross over because there's an agreement with said devil.
Yeah.
So they can't go up top.
Yeah, because there was a big war back when, you know, lines were crossed and they were wanted to
then
again.
There's a love interest that Andrew, she might be, like, she's dying of consumption because, of course, she's. She might be the most boring.
I remember the first time I heard someone call it that, consumption.
Yeah.
What is that?
You're watching and you're going, could two human beings have less charisma? Like, there's nothing there. Again, it feels as if someone off screen is about to be murdered because there's nothing between Colin Farrell
By the way,
and the girl.
Just a quick question, right? The way these guys portray consumption as like the
I was going to talk about that. I was going to let that
That's
pass.
That's not real, is it?
No. I was going to skip past that part.
God, that was a little weird.
That is I gave them that one. But you know what? Fine. When he cures cancer with a kiss in the end, I also gave them that. The medicine part of the movies, I ignored.
This
but
movie,
fans for bringing
so
it
what
up.
You're saying is that this movie is
hold on. Are you telling me that they cure cancer?
No,
like
Colin Farrell cures cancer.
Yes.
By kissing a young girl at the end, and then he turns into a star and flies into space. Now I know you're in the back of your head, you're like, this sounds real stupid. This sounds like the right kind of stupid.
No, I'm not.
Andrew Robinson, there's nothing about this movie that is even, it is, calling it a movie. Is disrespectful to other movies. That is how bad this movie is. It is terrible. I don't know what Douglas thought he saw. He was high on cough drops at the time. Sick.
No, this was this
between
was before
sickness.
Sick week. This was before sick week.
It was. That is why he became sick.
Us.
No, it was not. Your brain attacked you when it went. Wait a second. I think he likes this. You're now sick. You have to go to the doctor and have them explain what the fuck just happened. Andrew, like, I sat there bewildered the entire time. Just going, there's no way this is actually happening. Like, when we saw they put this movie out in January, I knew something was up. I did not realize that it is the worst thing I've seen for a good long time. And we've seen... I don't like calling this name because... it brings up terrible, terrible memories.
Oh, is it? Could it be?
It is Butcherbot-esque.
Douglas wins!
That is
Douglas wins.
That is what I'm talking. That is the level of bad I'm talking about.
I love that I still hold
the
that record for the worst movie ever on the podcast.
It is. Like, it is scary.
I wonder if I tried... I can't remember anymore, but I wonder if I tried to defend it when we spoke about it.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes, you did.
You even wrote an article specifically about defending this movie.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah,
no,
you did.
It wasn't this one. It was David Bowie.
No, it was this movie, Butcher Boy. I remember because you even took a screenshot of the explosion, which
I
know,
he
sent
did
you.
That.
Right.
And he sent you an email and you
right.
said, I can
you
pull
used
up the
it in the article.
The site.
You used it in the article.
What?
Uh-huh.
Did I?
Revisionist history, Douglas.
The internet doesn't delete.
Let's check, because I don't remember that at all.
Andrew, it is scary, bad. And it is worse when you think that there's actual talent in there. Like, if I'd watched a movie and there had been no one there, like, I don't know any of these people. Clearly, these people are high and drunk and thought this was a good idea and someone gave them millions of dollars. But that is not what happened. There's named people in this, and I'm pretty sure there were some other movies that I saw. I just cannot remember whether or not I spoke about them. I watched Neighbors.
Oh, how was that?
I enjoyed it.
Fuck you.
It's a two. I thought it was fun. Right. I need to talk about Neighbors. Douglas, you gave this movie a one, which. At this point, doesn't really matter.
Wait. We're talking about Neighbors.
We're talking
now?
About Neighbors.
And you're giving it a...
I'm giving it a two.
Okay.
Douglas. This is the creed of our fraternity. And then they sing, can you take me higher? That is a point. That is...
Dave Franco generally is a point in that movie.
There's a point where they say, they're infiltrating the frat house. And Dave Franco says, Shaggy, Scooby, Jizzface, let's investigate. That is also a point. There is a baby dressed as Walter White. Which is also real. Like, there's a lot
giving
of...
Giving you ideas, isn't it? Giving you ideas.
She's too old. Can't wait, no. I should have thought of it earlier. There's a lot of things to like in this movie. This movie isn't the best movie, but it sure as fuck is the one.
But it runs itself ragged is my issue with it, more or less.
Like, even the end with the Abercrombie and Fitch store thing, I found that funny. Like, there's a lot of things that I... was it Lisa Kudrow as the dean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, all of that. All of this movie is
dean
just...
isn't her name.
All of this movie...
Wait, seriously?
Is... No. You're an idiot. Like, Douglas, to give this movie a one...
It's harsh.
Is,
you know, it's
real
harsh. It's horrible because... I never
what
laughed
is
once.
You're crazy.
That movie was like,
the,
you are
the way
crazy.
That
he, the way
yeah,
that
he didn't
describes,
like the heat. He didn't like the
I
heat.
I hated the heat.
You
but
are
the way that he
bad
describes
person.
Describes cops, where he says the first 10 minutes were like horrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would describe this. The first, and even worse, like the first 15 minutes. And I was willing to kind of scrap that and
mm-hmm.
be like, all right, fine. Some comedies don't know how to do setup right, so let's just call that the setup
mm-hmm.
and continue. It just... It
yeah,
was just...
The first... Alright, I'll give you... The first 15 minutes were not strong. Right? There was not a lot... Like, they had some shitty jokes with them being parents and them going over there and trying to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But once the frat moved in and they started the shenanigans, I thought a lot of that was funny. I laughed a lot in this movie. So I don't understand how...
Wait, Ida came out this year?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a summer movie. If we're counting theatrical releasing, theatrical releases. Yes, it is. So are we done with catch up? I know
yeah.
I don't have anything to talk about really in catch up. Because I've been ignoring all you guys' movies.
Of course you have. No, you can't sing that. You can't sing that.
You're not.
You gave it a one. You gave it a one. No, you gave that movie a one.
Douglas, do you
There's
have
no
anything
jokes.
To talk about in catch up?
No. That was my one catch up.
That was your one catch up.
Yeah.
So, the numbers as it stands thus far...
Mm-hmm.
Douglas is winning! Oh, wait, sorry. Lowest number is losing?
Lowest
no,
number is
it's
losing.
It's like
golf. This
isn't golf. Is in raw figures. Right?
Raw figures. Oh, I love that.
Alright. Sorry. I got confused. In raw
no, I've
figures.
Always enjoyed people saying I don't know why. I don't know.
Douglas
it's
is
not like there's a joke it's attached to. I just enjoy the phrasing. I don't, in my head. Right? I just see like raw meat and then that applied to numbers. And
is it that the numbers are written in raw meat? Like you know those cards where you have like humans in the letter shapes, so they bend the meat in the letter
all
shapes. Right, is that what this is to you?
It's like they've thrown all the numbers on like a big pile and there's like flies buzzing. That is what I see in my head.
So right, getting past weird mental images. In raw figures.
No. In cooked figures.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not cooked yet.
Is it at least seared?
No.
Pan seared?
No.
No.
With 11 films so far, Douglas has amassed $866 million.
Damn.
Dana and I tied with 12 films each. I am second with 1.4 billion and Damon with 1.6 closing on 1.7 billion.
That is a big gap between everybody else and Douglas.
Yeah. You picked some hot bangers this time.
Yes, I did.
There is no Iron Man
nope.
to save you this time.
On ratings, average ratings, Damon and I are tied. Damon, having rated 6 of his films, has 2.67. And I, having rated all 12 of my films, 2.67. Douglas is winning on ratings.
Yep.
Having rated 9 of his films, averaging out currently to 2.78.
So you currently have a bonus.
Right? So the current standings all in is last is Douglas with 591 million. Damien is second with 678, closing on 79 million.
Wow.
And I am first with just over a billion.
Now, Douglas, I want to point something out to you before you get too excited.
No, I'm not excited. I know exactly why you have
the
such
numbers.
A low
the numbers that Andrew just quoted.
Those are scaled with all of the.
Yeah.
The,
right. The bonus has been added. To
yes, the bonus is in that.
So 50 million has been taken from me and from him and added to you.
Okay.
And that is why you that extra 100 million has you at 591.
I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. That won't last very long.
Wow. Why not?
Because you have shitty movies to read.
What are you talking about?
And more
and
importantly,
when the commissioner repeals your 3 for Transformers, this average won't look great.
And to talk about
actually,
next month,
I am thinking, to be fair, I am thinking about making Transformers a 4.
You're right. You might as well do
it. Go for
it. This point, don't make
a talking about
they look at 12.
Looking forward to next month before we get into our drafting of our last final 2 films. For this league.
Mm-hmm.
Next month we have coming up Douglas's film of This Is Where I Leave You, which honestly I'm not quite sure what movie that is even right now.
I'm sure at the time I knew what that
is. Probably going to make a lot of money.
Damien in September has Denzel Washington's The Equalizer.
Yeah!
And the new young adult film The
Fuck.
Maze Runner.
There's so much shit that I've been picking here in order to win. I was so determined to win this year.
And
I have not picked good movies.
And I have the stop motion animation film with starring I wasn't even thinking about her. I was thinking of Simon Pegg.
Isn't that
the Box Trolls.
I don't know that.
In September.
Oh, get him a box.
Anyways, for the official announcement of the draft, extra draft made, Damon has picked up in October 2 films of Dracula Untold because he needs more Dracula
and more
Birdman because we need to know the story of why Michael Keaton
didn't
Batman 3.
The official Birdman call is Birdman.
No.
The cartoon thing.
No.
Douglas has picked
Hot
up
Boys.
Douglas
after that boy.
What's wrong with you?
Everything is wrong with me.
Douglas, in realizing his mistake earlier this year of not trusting the Liam Neesons, has tried to adjust by picking A Walk Among the Tombstones for September. So that adds to the September conversation, as well as November's The Penguins of Madagascar, because guys, children always go to movies. And I've added to my list October's Halloween weekend film of Nightcrawler, where I hope, pray, and basically just imagine the world as a good place where we go to good movies, and this movie is as good as I think it will be. And the last weekend of the year release of the sequel we've all been waiting for,
Hot Machine Tub.
What time's this?
Hot Machine Time 2. Hot Tub Time Machine Part 2. And that is...
I need another $1,000
to make it 100.
And Edge of Tomorrow
cross
will
100.
Finally cross 100, which means if we are starting from May to August, my 8 movies would have all crossed 100 million. I picked wisely.
Yeah.
Hercules. How much did Hercules make?
Like 30?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't make
it. And A Million Ways?
Yeah.
How much did Deliver Us From Evil make?
Lucy did well, though.
Deliver Us From Evil.
Did 30?
Mm-hmm. Let's Be Cops?
Did 50. That's not bad.
Expendables?
Did Piracy. Can we put an asterisk beside Expendables 3?
Oh, no.
Can we put a Stallone asterisk as it gets a Piracy asterisk? I love that argument continually coming up. Piracy took money from this movie.
Well, to be fair though, this argument is a little more valid because of how that happened.
Yeah.
Right? You know, the week before it came out,
you fucking could, Blu-ray
right,
rip.
Yeah, you could
came
watch
online.
The movie.
And this is not like, oh, a cam of somebody watching
yeah.
on a laptop screen. This is something that somebody could have put on a Blu-ray and sold.
Someone.
So,
someone
yeah.
went, you know what? Fuck this movie.
Yeah, so, and while I'm not saying that it is 100% correct, it's definitely debatable.
So I get my Expendables asterisk.
No.
Sure.
No. We give it an extra half
points. You get
points,
an asterisk,
extra
but the asterisk is worth about $0. So
an extra
I mean,
half
I'm looking
worth.
Through the rule book right now. I'm seeing where the asterisk as per our agreement at the start of this is
means
worth
nothing.
Worth less. Oh, it's worth less.
Get back.